Mankos, Muenda Paul, Halo, direct to Soweto, Muenda Mankos, Uku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Tika Chitika, Musafinderera, Quarera, 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 Quarera.
What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Pombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
At 6:30 hours, 12:45, and at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Pedestrian killed in Kitwe Road accident. Residents welcome a launch of the second phase of the Cash for Work program. In African news, the U.S. accused of using illegal workers at center processing refugee claims in South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A fatal road traffic accident occurred on Monday, December 16, 2025, along Chingola Kitwe Road near CC Ursa Junction, claiming the life of a male pedestrian. Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Yui Mwala said that the accident involved a Toyota Axle vehicle registration number ADF-9949ZM, driven by Kelvin Malambo, 42, of Lumwana. Malambo, who escaped unhurt, was traveling from north to south when he hit the pedestrian who was crossing from east to west. Mr. Mwala said that the victim, a male aged between 30 to 35 years, sustained a fractured right leg and multiple body injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The vehicle suffered damage to its left fender, front bumper, screen, left side mirror, and left headlamp. However, the police are investigating the cause of the accident, with excessive speed as cited as a possible factor. Kapirimposhi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke has advised the residents to work hard if they are to excel in life, as opposed to involving themselves in criminal activities. Mr. Munyeke, who attended the burial procession for the slain taxi driver Titus Walia, said it was devastating to note an increase in murder cases, which is suspected to be linked to ritual killings. Mr. Munyeke regretted the incidence of murder cases occurring while strongly warning the perpetrators that their days are numbered and that they shall face the full wrath of the law. He also conveyed his deepest condolences to the bereaved family and to the community of Kapirimpongshu, assuring that the security wings are on top of things to address security issues.
Nomba la mea wa Mkapiri district mbeli la san kashiwe mechi da ishika Mkapiri district. One, kuchiteko wali ilia ashiri ya kuifaya ya kumakoko waisa mpore ukotuare shika imibiri shibiri banyi na nomwa na wali ilia ya kumatetina wazumunganda ukubu mpia kasembe kula wateta teta pie nombari na hapana kabiri umusoja kumatiri yoko yoba ilia ishikira Southern Province. Lelo na kabili njipano ukulila wa Titus nomba tuwala ikarashani Mkapiri district mutima tuwala kuisa kanshi.
Residents of Kasokota area in Mukushi district have raised concerns over the uncollected garbage at Kasokota market. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Levi Musonda warned that the waste poses a serious health risk to the traders and members of the public who operate and pass through the area on a daily basis. Mr. Musonda has noted with concern that the uncollected garbage may lead to the spread of diseases, especially among people working near the market. He further suggested that the waste should be removed promptly and relocated to a designated dumping site far from the residential areas and places of business. And in response, a Mukushi Town Council chairperson, Nelson Chilemu, said the council has already commenced the removal of garbage within the town. He assured residents that by the end of next week, all accumulated waste in all wards will have been cleared.
This week, or probably next week, before the end of next week, Friday, we should share about the sharing.
Some Lusaka residents have welcomed the launch of the second phase of the Cash for Worker program, stating that government should ensure that all vulnerable citizens benefit from the program. The residents have, however, charged that the program risks losing its purpose if challenges experienced in the first phase, where some leaders allegedly prioritized the relatives, are repeated.
They are not considerate, like they don't consider if they want to watch abe. Mostly we find that like is a maning family, my relatives around and angara kusogoro, of which civil servant and waste benefit, only those who are connected to them directly. Chichachewe chija, au manchewe ncho ipa, so chizawa my phase 2 ya mnewa retai, ya neza ma 2026. We just hope and pray that isangare munga manevi nzeriri all along, manevi angkari ya kuti wangu yanga na pewa javantu, badi closer to them, badi connected to them. What about vajawenangu? Vajawenangu anevali be connection hili yonse na mtu wa mnari mboma, which is bad. So chizaya mikira, ngachipari chichewe basi, bazayangenepo mboma.
Yesterday, government officially launched the 2026 revised Cash for Work.